Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Well, like a bad dream, my friends, it's back. Hey, welcome. A little politics with the coffee this morning as we get going on a Tuesday. The day after a marvelous Memorial Day, when we remember those men and women who've given their lives for the opportunity for liberty to live free. That's if we can keep the republic, as the lady asked Ben Franklin after the Constitutional Convention. What do we have, Mr. Benjamin? A democracy or a republic? And he said a republic. If you can keep it. But what's going on in America? What's going on right here today in Oregon with the legislature? Do we have a republic? Or do we have tyranny? Brought forward the tyranny of the majority. Which is precisely what is happening as we learn that the cap-and-trade bill, the so-called reset that was a cap-and-scam bill, was the reality of it. Well, that you know what, whatever it meant, restart or reset, really, well, the Republicans got bamboozled, folks. Let's just be honest here. I mean, it's great that the Republicans stood and fucked. Well, at least the House guys, rather, the Senate guys did more than the House guys did, although I have to give some credit to Bill Poston. He is... buddies, Carl Wilson, who's the Republican leader in the House, for at least trying to slow things down a little, but they don't seem to have the ability to walk away. Like the Senate Republicans did, which delayed things for a week. It got a couple of bad things killed. That was good, but it was so-called reset of the cap and trade. It just really ain't happening. We'll get into that as we go through the day-to-day and what it really means for you. But here's the question I want to ask you about that. If you don't think that cap and scam is a good thing, then shouldn't Republicans, what do you think? Shouldn't Republicans fight tooth and nail to stop it? There's not much they can do, folks, because it isn't the supermajority need to know. It's really nothing more than a simple majority. Should Republicans now use every tool they have, like the Senate Republicans? Can we stop it if they run out the clock? Also, praying for Donald Trump. Now, this is an interesting thing as we go through the show today. It is a theme that I not only want to extend regarding Donald Trump, but also right here in Oregon. So, Franklin Graham, you know, is the son of Billy Graham, and he's a marvelous man. I got to know him many years ago, when I helped put on a crusade for him, not his father, but for him and Eugene. And I have to tell you that he just had a friendship with him through the years. What a marvelous, what a great story of his life, because he wasn't always who he is. He was pretty wild there for a while. So he is a man of prayer and a man of action. He's an airplane pilot like I am, by the way. Through Samaritan's Purse, which is his particular relief organization that he has for many years led. And they go all around the world. I think if you remember back in when they had the big storm that hit Haiti, that he was along out of Ancestor, and she was flying with him down there, and they were delivering relief supplies. And it was done in a manner that doesn't allow the incredible corruption that has happened in Haiti through the Clintons, as well documented, and probably what has occurred through Puerto Rico. In that particular rebuild, which apparently is maybe close to $100 billion at rebuilding that socialist nation that wanted to become our 51st state, which I hope we never do. At any rate, those relief organizations, there are some great ones, and Samaritan's Purse is one of them. Franklin Graham is as a guy with some bona fides here. The idea that we should be praying for Trump, this coming Sunday is, yeah, now specifically praying for Donald Trump. In fact, there are 25 faith leaders from across the country that are joining him in this effort. Now, this is not a violation of church and state, friends, by any stretch of the imagination, because the individuals, those of us who believe in power of prayer, and for all of our leaders told us to do, well, you know, shouldn't we be putting that into practice? But let me ask you this. Should we do it? Should churches come together and pray for the nation? And certainly pray for Donald Trump. Should they do that? First of all. Secondly, do you think it'll make any difference? A couple of questions I want to talk with you about today. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. This is Political Coffee, brought to you by our friends at King's Coffee. It's great coffee. I drink it. I think you ought to try it. You can only buy it online. KingsCoffee.biz is their website. It's roasted right here in Salem. It is not coffee that is garbage. It's really good coffee beans, and it's sourced, as you know, from the Northern Mountains of Thailand. Now, that's kind of interesting. I didn't know they grew a lot of coffee up in the Northern Mountains of Thailand. But they do. And it is great coffee. One of our other advertisers, Fred Thompson, has drank it for years. So why don't you give it a try? Because, you know, you keep your coffee dollars local. But even more importantly, you give your money that you work hard for to people who believe in your principles, your values, which are the values of the founding nation, or our founding fathers in this nation, rather. So go to kingscoffee.biz, because they do good things with their profits. Kingscoffee.biz. So the idea of prayer is an important thing. It was interesting that I had a conversation. I'm going to be careful what I say here. A conversation, a Republican senator, and he was talking about how things are going in the latter part of the legislative session, because they've got about 30 days left, roughly. I hear that Peter Courtney wants out of there about the middle of June. Well, it may or may not happen, but he was lamenting the fact that Courtney was lamenting to the senator that it seems like they've cast a spell on the Democrats. And I sort of chuckled, and I said to the senator, it's not a spell. What it is a lot of people praying that bad things won't happen anymore, that bad things that are really destructive in our form of governance, that really are a form of soft tyranny, as the Obama administration was. And things like cap and trade are exactly that, in my humble opinion. Because you see it make zero difference in the grand scheme of things around the world, in our world's climate. It will make zero difference. It does make a bunch of far-left liberals who have a godless viewpoint, but have nothing to do with ultimately the climate, because the climate has demonstrated, the world history, and it's provable, has demonstrated that long before man was releasing CO2 into the atmosphere and other greenhouse gases, long before the Earth was cooling and warming, tons of documentation, and we're not going to get into that now, but the reality is this is going to make no difference at all. It is, however, going to give greater control of the regressive totalitarian socialist over your... That's what it is going to do. Now, getting back to the issue of prayer, and I said to this senator, I said, you know, you need to understand there's a spiritual war going on here. And related to him is yesterday we had Memorial Day, and that is the day that we recognize the men and women who have given their lives for this country, for liberty, for the opportunity to live free of tyranny, for the opportunity of you and I to determine our destiny as choosing to live under the rule of law in a constitutional republic, not a democracy. Because remember, in a democracy, the rights of the minority are not respected. It is mob rule. It's what the people say. Now, that's not entirely bad because we have a form of that called the initiative process here in Oregon. And I'll update you because I think that very soon we are going to have the repeal of the massive $2.8 billion tax increase that's going to raise your cost of living by about $1,000 a year for a family of four. We're going to have the repeal of that filed soon, so stay tuned. But getting back to this issue of cap and trade, getting back to the issue that, well, there was a little monkey wrench thrown in things. Because, again, frankly, I did not think the Republicans and Herman, but they did. They walked away for 4 days. Now, they should have stayed out longer. You know, in a much better place for the things that we believe in. We would be in a much better place had they been able to have done that for a few more days, just stayed away. Here's the reality. It isn't a spell. It's a lot of people praying that bad things in cap and trade is just one of those bad things. So those things, I said to the senator, I said, this is a spiritual war. And it's like when I got off the airplane in Baghdad, Iraq in 04, when I was a civilian embedded with Oregon National Guard combat infantry units. Whoa! You guardsmen out of the Rangers I was hanging out. That, you know, I landed, I got my gear in the back of the C-130 and was walking across the tarmac, and I just felt this overwhelming sense of evil over me. You know, it's that kind of thing that maybe some of you have felt in your life over the years. You know, the hair stands up in the back of your neck. That's exactly what it was. And I shared that with him. And I said, I'm a believer that there is good and there is evil, and it is in play right here in Oregon. And it's being manifested in itself in terms of really bad ideas that control people's lives rather than God controlling their lives. And that's the power of prayer. You see, there are lots of people praying of all faiths that these bad things that are meant to control your lives, government, evil men and women, tend to control your life, those things will be stopped. So what do you think? Is that an appropriate thing to pray? Should we be praying for Kate and Peter and King, along with Donald Trump? 6:20 in the morning, what do you think? 503-589-1212.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. Great to be with you. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Sorry for the little bit of a technical difficulty. We'll work on that at the bottom of the hour. So, Republicans got bamboozled with the cap and scam thing. This should be a lesson to them. Unfortunately, the damage will be done if this thing actually passes. Now, it's likely to pass, friends. And here's why I say that. Because the way this works is they pass this thing out of a
Senate committee. It goes down to Ways and Means because it has a rather tremendous fiscal impact on state resources. And the reality of this is that once it goes to Ways and Means, they're going to tweak it a little bit. You're not supposed to do that in Ways and Means, folks. Ways and Means should only be tweaks regarding the financial side of things. You never are supposed to do policy. That's what the committees are for. Well, that's just a rule of thumb. Because I can guarantee you that lots of policy gets done in Ways and Means. Unfortunately, it's not supposed to be that way again, but it does. And it'll happen here. Maybe. We'll see. But Republicans got bamboozled because reset meant the thing was going to have to start all over again. Well, they didn't. They just considered a few Republican amendments and then they voted them down. Why? Because they loaded the committee with Democrats, as you would think. So now it goes to the Ways and Means. And then from there, it doesn't go back to committees. It goes directly to the floor of the House and the Senate. And all they need are simple majorities to pass the cap and scam, even though it raises about $700 million in a two-year time frame. That doesn't matter. It will go forward. It's a revenue-raising measure. Under Oregon's Constitution, it should have to have that constitutional majority of a much larger number of votes, just like Kate's business tax did. Okay. So what should Republicans do? Now, the Senate Republicans are in a box because they agreed to come back too soon, as I said, and they agreed not to walk out through the rest of the session. But the House Republicans didn't. So if this is really as bad as people like us believe it is, because it is part and parcel as to why 10,000 businesses have left California since cap and scam was put in place. Now, I want you to just think about that. Those are numbers that have been estimated by a number of business groups. Now, the state of California is not going to admit to that for the obvious reasons, but it is what it is. Now, there's a reason all the Californians are moving to Oregon and Idaho and Texas, Arizona, Nevada. Because the cost of living is a lot cheaper there. Why has the cost of living, which California has admitted to, the official government documentation, the cost of living has exploded down there? Why? Why is that? Well, government is never satisfied, so it has to grow. They have to get more money, so they keep raising people's taxes. And, of course, they're only raising it on the rich. And the rich, of course, would never leave, right? Just ask the governor of New York about that, right? Well, businesses are leaving. People are leaving because they can't afford to live there. The middle class can't afford to live there in many places. Why? Because the politicians keep making it super expensive to live in California. And businesses, some businesses just leave. And it's not just, and this is where we're headed in Oregon. It's not just the taxation, but it's the regulatory atmosphere. So, will prayer stop this kind of thing? I mean, you have to believe that there is some value to prayer if you're a person of faith, right? So, should we be praying for Donald Trump? Franklin Graham says we should. This Sunday, that churches around the country should be praying for this president to exhibit great witness or wisdom, and frankly, witness also in his life. Now, it's pretty hard for a guy like that to exhibit the love of Christ, if you will, in some of the things that he says and does. We are all imperfect creatures, and Donald Trump is no exception to that, to be sure. But isn't that the reason to pray for him? That he will go forward with leading this country with great wisdom in everything, foreign policy, domestic policy. But also, what about Kate? What about Peter and Tina? What about the Republican leaders? That they'll be led by wisdom to stand up and to fight for things that they believe, just based on faith, are right and true and good and honest. Now, John Lively is a Democrat from the House, from Springfield. He's the former mayor of Springfield, and he used to be a very moderate guy. Not anymore. He's gone far to the left. He's quoted in this article, and you can see this on OregonWatchdog.com. He's quoted in this article as saying, he's recently been reflecting on the dire circumstances while watching student concerns at his grandson's elementary school. Unfortunately, I feel we've waited too long, but we have to do something. What is that something? Is to put in place incredible rules and regulations that are going to impact your life ultimately. Add to your cost of living here in Oregon once again. All for nothing. Because even the proponents of this idea admit it's going to have very little difference, but they feel they have to do something. Now, there was something good that came out of this, because the story says, however, in a rare moment of bipartisan work that came when the committee passed an accompanying bill from Republican Representative David Brock Smith to require public universities to study sequestration of carbon through forests and agriculture. Okay. Isn't that a little bit of logic? Maybe logic should prevail in a lot of other ways. Is that a reason to pray for the legislature and our leaders, including Donald Trump? No, bottom of the hour, what do you think? Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 24 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us today, friends. It is the day after Memorial Day, and I do hope that you had a marvelous Memorial Day. And I do mean that from the respecting those who have gone before us in this country who paid the ultimate price for our liberty. And it's the thing that is so important that we do not forget. You know, our republic truly is unique in every way. And I think that a part of that is remembering the men and women who created the opportunity for us to live in this great nation and to live free. And that's why I hope that it was a good day for you. My father and I went up to our family gravesite, where both of my grandparents on both sides of the family, my father and my mother, are buried. And I took pictures and put them up on my Facebook page. For a reason, because I want to honor my grandparents, where my little brother's buried. But I also wanted to honor my grandparents and my uncle that were veterans of war, World War I in Korea. And I think it's appropriate to do that. So I hope that because remember yesterday I read to you that statement by the soldier, the veteran in 1913, who was worried that we were just treating Memorial Day in essence as some day to just party, have a good time. Well, that's not the intent of the day. Yes, it is a day to remember and to spend time with people that you value in your life. And I hope you did that. But I hope you remembered the reasons why. And I texted my stepson and my two grandsons up in Pasco, Washington. And I just said, look, I hope you have a marvelous day today. And encourage you to either go to a parade, if you're having one locally, or go take the boys to one of the cemeteries and just talk with them about why we remember this day. So I hope you did that. You know, America is a very special place. And it's worth fighting for. It's worth fighting over the political issues that we fight over. This whole business of cap and scam. Because it's about socialist control of your life. Ultimately, that's what this is about. Because it isn't going to make any difference. And Representative Lively saying, I just think we got to do something, is ludicrous. No, you don't. You especially don't have to do things that have a negative impact in people's lives. Now, they don't think that. They really think they're doing the right thing. You see, to them, this is a religion. I want to get back to the point of prayer. Because the philosophical differences between the two parties could not be more stark in so many ways. You see, just look at the party platforms. I've heard many people say this over the years, and I cringe when I hear it, but I think there might be more truth to it than we want to admit. And here's what it is. How can anybody be a Democrat and be a Christian? Well, I've always thought that there are lots of great Democrats out there who are Christians, are people of faith. And the reason they're Democrats is because, well, kind of the reason I started out being a Republican, and still am. Although I've had my moments, I wanted to walk away, folks. the reality is because your parents were that way, and you grow up understanding their worldview from having grown up and listening to them talk and talking about the issues and politics and those things. The same is true on my side of the equation here as a Republican. But as you grow older, you have to gain some responsibility, don't you, for your actions, for your thought processes as you mature in life? I mean, you think about many of you who were Democrats who then moved to becoming independent and then, frankly, moved to becoming Republican. Or maybe you just moved. Maybe you're in the place where you are today where you're moving away from being a Democrat to becoming an independent because you can't quite go where the Republican Party is. Well, look at the party platforms. And to get back to that point, look at what they stand for. The Democrat Party today stands for killing babies after they're born. Look at the legislation they've passed. Look at what's in their party platform. We don't. We acknowledge God in our party platform, and they don't. They don't want anything to do with it. Now, if that isn't a reason to pray for them, I don't know what is. If you believe in the power of prayer, and believe me, there's lots of Republicans who don't. And in fact, there's a whole bunch of unaffiliated voters in this state, which is the second largest political group in the state. There's a lot of people that don't believe in prayer at all. But for those of us who do, shouldn't we be praying for Donald Trump? Shouldn't we be praying for Kate Brown? If you believe that the ideas that are being passed at the state legislature, and frankly, some of the ideas that come out of Congress are bad and are wrong for humankind, then we should absolutely use every tool that we have as people of faith, as Americans, as people who are blessed to live in the greatest nation on the face of the earth to stand up for our liberty. And you first pray, and then you stay active politically. You come to the war room on Thursday at the state capitol building in room 350 in the morning. You learn how to be politically active, how to make a difference for things you believe in. See, America is worth fighting for. And every person who we recognized yesterday that's given their lives for the defense of this nation, and frankly given their lives in the formation of this nation, and given their lives to stand against tyranny, they believed America was worth fighting for. They gave their lives for it. So shouldn't we have a similar level of commitment? I'm quite serious. What do you think about that? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. This segment of the show is brought to you by our friends at Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. You know, I believe in CBD oil products. In fact, I just saw that the TSA is, through the Department of Homeland Security, is going to start allowing CBD oil and those kinds of products on airplanes. Because it's not a Schedule I drug anymore. It doesn't get you high. Thank God. Because I wouldn't have anything to do with it if it did. But, you know, it really does help. It's helping a lot of people that I know, frankly, it helps me. So you ought to think about using CBD oil products. And I can't think of any place better than for you to buy them than Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care down on South Commercial right next to Safeway. It's where I buy mine. Go down and talk to them. Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. Let's go to the phones. We'll start with Art. Art, good morning. How are you, friend? What do you have to say today?
Good morning, Jeff. Happy day after Memorial Weekend. Well, I pray for the Democratic Party. I pray for the Republican Party. Individuals, boy, it's really hard because most of them are set in their ways. They don't listen anyway.
I know. I got to tell you. I got to stop you for a second here. I mean, this is, Art, I cannot tell you how hard it is for me to pray for Kate Brown. Because I know this woman well, because I served with her all 8 years I was in the House of Representatives, and I know how she operates. I know how she thinks. And I know what she does behind the scenes. And I'm telling you, this I can't tell you how hard it is.
Well, but, see, Jeff, the Bible does say, you know, you have conversations with individuals and you try to open their eyes. But if they don't, you're supposed to walk away. And as far as I'm concerned,
that's right.
As far as I'm concerned, there's certain individuals who just don't listen at all, don't see the forest for the tree, have their agendas. I'm right, you're wrong, no matter what. Instead of thinking about us as a whole, as a nation, as a country.
But wait a second. Art, they think they are. They are so believing that if we don't do something right away, that the earth will not be habitable for future generations. They really believe this. So they think they're doing the right thing. This is their religion.
Well, and see, Jeff, human beings are flawed. We're in a constant struggle between good and evil, as you know, right and wrong, and that's just the fact of the matter.
Well, I think you're right about that, and I think it is going to be a never-ending battle until that great judgment day. That's what Art thinks. What do you think? 648-503-589-1220. Is it wrong to pray that their evil plans will not happen?
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 10 minutes till the top of the hour, so what do you think? Should we be praying for our leaders? I mean, look, we need to be politically active, okay? I mean, that's a given in some form. Now, if you can't come to the Capitol to the War Room on Thursdays in room 350, fine. It doesn't mean you can't participate, because you can. You can send in testimony on a bill like Cap and Scam or anything else. You can email it. You can call and talk to your legislator or their staff. There's lots of things you can do. But prayer should be one of them, should be one of the tools in your toolbox. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. In a moment, I'll get to my friend Rich. I mean, if you really believe that this stuff is not good for your values and your principles and, frankly, good for liberty, I mean, is tyranny ever good? And if that's where this is leading us, isn't that good versus evil? And is it wrong that evil, is it wrong to pray that evil things get stopped supernaturally? Think about it. Is that wrong to do that? Or is it sort of one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter? Speaking of freedom fighters, nobody understands freedom more than my friend Fred Thompson. You know, he was a door gunner on a Huey doing special operations missions in Vietnam. In fact, last night as I was watching Newsmax late, as I was doing something that I'm going to share with you in a moment. And they were showing a lot of Hueys and the impact it had, the first true helicopter war, if you will. Freddie understands liberty in a way that, unless you've gone to war and gone into combat, you don't. Because you haven't lived that part of what it takes to achieve liberty. He does. And that life experience has brought him to care about people. And I mean this when I say Fred Thompson cares about people. And that's why if you are not sure about your future in retirement, if you're not sure about having life insurance for your family in case something happens to you, maybe you want to do something for your grandkids, like his father-in-law did for his sons, with whole life insurance policies, you know, why don't you talk to Fred? If you're going to do business with somebody, do it with somebody who cares about other people. And Fred Thompson does. Give him a call, 503-428-7479. 503-428-7479. Let's go to my friend Rich. Rich, good morning. How was Memorial Day, and what do you have to say on today's topics?
Memorial Day was good. Second thing is, I pray for people like Brown to get rid of the evil and the communist mentality they have, because they're just evil and communists. They're not Democrats. They're socialist, anti-American communists, and everything they do is deliberate and thought out before they do it.
Yeah, you know, they're very, very good at that, aren't they? I mean, let me ask you this: is some of that the union mentality? I mean, unions run the Democrat Party, mostly government worker unions. So there's a collectivism in there, right? A thought process. Is it because the unions are so strong, or is it deeper than that?
Oh, it's much deeper. Like I said, they're communists. Just ask them. Look at the social attitude they have. Look at how much control they want over you. That's not just because of being a Democrat. It's the Democrat Party has been taken over by the communists years ago.
So in your mind, this is
by intent. Look at how they've destroyed Seattle. Look how they're trying to destroy Portland, to where the law enforcement can't do anything they want to because they're detuning what's supposedly arrestable. They want to quit this homeless problem. These aren't homeless people. They're drug addicts. What they have to do is go after it like Rhode Island is with their MAT program.
Now, what is that?
Basically, what they do is they go back to, I know this is scary for Portland, but they actually go back to enforcement. And once they get the people in jail, and especially the drug dealers, they go after them very hard. They go into a rehabilitation where they start giving them Suboxone and the other two drugs to get off the off their habit mainstream.
Well, I that's a great idea. I mean, it's but here in Oregon, what we're doing is we're making it easier to do drugs like heroin because we the last legislature decriminalized it, number one. And then number two is now we just made it easy for murderers, gangbangers to get out of jail early. The Kip Kinkle early release bill.
There again, I go back to the idea to destroy America, you have to get rid of all their ideals and the rights of people. And how do you do that except to destroy the enforcement group as well as the laws?
Yeah, I mean, it's an inescapable conclusion, Rich, that you've reached. It's anybody with half a brain can see it. All of these liberal big cities have these problems because they use these liberal, communistic, socialistic viewpoints about how to govern. And that's why people are leaving them. Unfortunately, they come out into the suburbs and they come out into the rural areas and they bring that stupid thought process with them.
Well, here again, it's because people are voting in these communists. It's that simple.
Yeah. Hey, Brother Rich, thanks. Appreciate hearing from you today. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. Friends, what I was alluding to, I was up late last night doing a podcast. Because today I want to announce to you all that we are podcasting every one of these shows now. And so if you go to KSLM, you can go to 104.3 FM on the internet. And on you'll see my lovely picture there while I'm broadcasting. Up at the top, there is more, and you can click on podcasts, and you can choose me. It's KSLM.news. Sorry about that. KSLM.news on the internet. Anyway, you could just you can choose this show and Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp, and we have the various dates of the actual shows. So I was up late doing that's kind of a new thing for us, a new thing for me. But if you want to listen to the show again, maybe if you miss it, a lot of people are into podcasting. And I think that's fantastic because it fits their life. And I'm truly honored that some of you want to do that. And also you can download it if there are things that maybe an interesting interview with someone or comments from someone that you want to preserve. You can download it. So you just go to KSLM.news, KSLM.news, and click on podcasts. You can find my show, and you can look through the scroll through the various dates and download or just listen. I'm honored to have each and every one of you in the audience, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And I do hope that you listen to this show with a viewpoint of not only being informed, but listening to the various ways that I present the issues of the day that are going to impact you. And that, frankly, you take them to heart and you go do something about it. Because your destiny's in your hands, friends. Make it a great day. Be blessed today. I'll see you tomorrow. Till then.